coordinator. Por ser esta la primera intervención que hace mi delegación.
My delegation is taking the floor. Allow me to thank you for your commitment and leadership in coordinating this thematic panel. And allow me to extend my thanks to the panel and the chair and all members of your team who did short of our support and positive participation. Coordinator and chair. Chile believes that Protocol 5 on EIW is a very important instrument of international humanitarian law, which, alongside others, fleshes out a list of instruments we have to deal with mortal threat ramifications of that in all armed conflict contexts, in particular for civilian context. We'd like to emphasize three characteristics which make this protocol important. Firstly, the changing nature of armed conflict, in particular the increased level of urbanization of these, which was highlighted during last year's expert meeting and which was referred to also here by the representative of the ICRC, and the need to protect civilians in the various provisions of the protocol in terms of all of the precautions that can be taken. This represents a very significant challenge in that context. Secondly, the length of conflicts. Prolonged conflicts and the lack of permanence around hostilities has led to changing patterns internationally, and international priorities change as a result. Thirdly, the clearing of EIW has obviously been something that's taken years and often decades, and this has serious ramifications for economic reconstruction and the social reconstruction of a country, and jeopardizes their efforts to build a peaceful future for future generations. These characteristics, taken as a whole, mean that it's necessary to strengthen Protocol 5 through its universalization and full implementation. These are key aspects for it to be of genuine use as an international humanitarian instrument. In that vein, we support activities around universalization being carried out by the chair, and we fully support all of those activities. For these reasons, we support national reports, not only in terms of compliance with the protocol, but also as a measure of transparency, which continues to significantly contribute to trust building and information spreading as to how technical assistance can be provided, thus strengthening international capacity to respond to the problems created by EIW. Equally believe that good practice and experience sharing is vital, allowing us to make efficient use of the resources at the disposal of states, which are often insufficient. Chair, for years Chile, through the Organization of American States, which working through its technical training center has also provided the necessary capacity building to many countries from the region. Allow me to digress from my general statements and, if possible, put questions with your permission to the panelists. May I do that?
Mr. Coordinator, for the sake of interactivity, I have two questions. For the previous panelists, and thank you very much for organizing such an interesting panel discussion. The first one to the program manager of UNMAS in Afghanistan. Is he online? Thank you very much for your presentation. You highlighted twice the behavior change as challenge, and a specific challenge that you must face in your work in Afghanistan. Is this due to resources, practical issues such as locations? What are the specific behavior changes that are challenging in your job? The second question, if I may, to our current panelists. Which are the main challenges of actually reporting accurately in ERW and making the necessary distinctions between OXO and AXO? Are these technical? Are they political? Can you elaborate a little bit more on that? Because in the end, it comes to more victims. Thank you.